Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today we got an NFL draft prospect special. It's Josh Job, cornerback out of the University of Alabama. So if you like the video today, please come and share. We surely appreciate it here on our platform here, 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. And joining me in covering all these great players that's going to go into the draft playing the cornerback position. As I said before, and I'm going to say it for the 1,000th time, I don't care who gets mad. I don't care who gets upset. We're very blessed to have a gentleman that played it at a high level. Delray Beach finest. He started the thing at Florida State on the college side when Florida State was nobody radar. But he was the star corner that took that program from nowhere to where it's at today, one of the best in the country. But the most important thing I want y'all to listen to this is that it's not happening no more on any level, any pro sports. The young man played 12 years, and I call it the greatest sport ever, the National Football League. A lot of people can't play that sport because they're not built to play it at that high level. And he played back in the 80s when football didn't have all the, I won't quote unquote, flags. He played it when you had to be a man, when you had to hit, when you had to play through pain, and you weren't getting a lot of money back then at that time. But this gentleman played it at a high level, and I'm very thankful and very honored to have him on the show today as we break down Josh Job, Florida State royalty. Atlanta Falcons royalty, my man, Mr. Bobby Butler. How you doing, sir?
Listen, I'm doing special today. How you doing, young man?
Hey, man, I'm at another level. That's amen. All I'm going to say.
Amen. I know y'all. I know you hyped up. You know, I heard your music before we start the show. I know you're ready to go.
Like I say, I'm at another level. And that's going to be the cliche. Listen, at another level.
That's
because
right.
We don't get an opportunity. The one thing leading up, I think, that we talked about before, and you remember that first conversation I had with you when I first met you, I said, man, what was it like going before? What was it like leading up to the draft, your days? Mm-hmm. And me being a young man, I never played in the National Football League, never been on a high level. But, man, if I was in your shoes, man, I know the feeling has to be a feeling of greatness, a feeling of appreciation, and a feeling of honor. Because remember this, and I want everybody out there, it's not a lot of people walking around that's played in the National Football League at a high level. Look at this gentleman right here. It's a lot of people wish they could have played, wish they had the ability. But, man, we blessed here 100 Yards Football to have this young man. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you, sir.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, you know, it's a privilege being here, and it's a privilege covering Josh Job, cornerback out of Alabama. You know, we talked about him earlier in the year, and, you know, Josh, first of all, let me say this, man. When you play football at the University of Alabama, you're special. This guy not only just played, he didn't just, you know, play. I mean, he contributed as a true freshman at the University of Alabama, and we can talk about the plethora of teammates he had that went first round and just playing the NFL at a high level right now, the guys that he competed against that helped develop even his skill even more, we can talk about that. But at the end of the day, this young man can play football. You know, I got to mention it. Y'all know he's from the 5'6", 305. He's from South Florida, you know. And let me tell y'all something about South Florida. Yeah, we got speed down there. But more than speed, we got football players. Gifted football players. And I'm not saying that, you know, we don't play football in Georgia. We don't play football in Mississippi. We do. But there's a special thing in the air down there. And here's our advantage. We're no different. But here's our advantage. It's hot year-round. We play football year-round. They have 5, 6, 7-year-olds in Delaware doing 7-on-7. That's right. Right now. When everybody else bumps up inside playing basketball. Enough said on that. But Josh Jobe is going to be a great player, right? You know, he's long, he's athletic, he's got a filled out frame, you know, shows to be physical with good strength. Now, and you see it in his play, Vincent, because when he started bringing that body to the point of attack, hey, listen, he's got that alpha dog mentality. You know, he's got it in it. And so he loves to get his hands on receivers to disrupt routes. And see, I love that about a young player at corner. You know, you got to use everything to your advantage. You just can't allow them free access down the field because they're going to be catching balls and dropping dimes on you left and right. But he plays well with his hand. He's physical at the line of scrimmage. Whether it's in press man or cover two, he's going to help his safeties and reroute that receiver. I love that about this kind of guy. He's a good zone player who baits the quarterback, and I love this. See, if you can play zone, if you can play zone, dude, it's good when you can play zone and man. But I love the way he baits the quarterbacks and how he jump routes. See, he jump routes. And when you jump routes, what it's telling me about the young man, he studied film. He studied tape. He know based on certain combinations what's coming. And that gives him anticipation. Go ahead and jump the route. I love that about this guy, right? He's got good bursts out of his breaks. And so when you're backpedaling, you have to stop and then break forward or break left or break right on a receiver, it's got to happen like that. We can't hesitate. We can't take false steps. So he's good. He's fluent in his backpedal. And when he starts to change direction, break on that ball, bro, he coming. And when he coming with physicality. He's coming from the 305. Liberty City. South Miami, Opa-locka, all that down there. He's bringing all that pass with him when he comes to the point of attack. I'm telling you, this young man is a ball player. He's an aggressive ball player in the run game. They always talk about corners don't want to tackle. Hey, not this one. Not this one. He's ready to get physical at any point. I love this guy. And here's the thing. He can play coverage. And he can play in the run game. This young man, at an early point in his career at Alabama, played the star position at Alabama. A lot of people don't know that star position at Alabama is a crucial part of their defense. And as a true freshman, he played star. All right? So Josh Jobe can play football. And like I say, when you play for Alabama, when you're going in coverage against the likes of Jameson Williams, Jerry Jeudy, Devontae Smith, Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddle, bruh, and you got quarterbacks like Tua, Jalen Hurts, Matt Jones. Listen, man, this guy's a Sunday player because he played with Sunday players the last 4 years. I'm excited to see how this young man go in the draft this.
I look at Josh Jobe, and one of the things, I'm going to give him a nickname. Underrated, because he's never was an all-SEC performer under Nick Saban his 2 years at Alabama starting.
Right.
24 games he started, but you brought up the physicality of him. 129 tackles as a corner. Mm-hmm. That's telling me the young man doesn't mind mixing it up.
Yeah.
19 career pass defenses. And then the one thing you brought up, Bobby, the competition he went up against in practice. Devontae Smith, first round. Jerry Jeudy, first round. Jalen Waddle, first round. Henry Ruggs, bless his soul, first round.
First round, exactly.
This young man was battling them in practice day in and day out.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you this. He's a very good man-to-man coverage guy. But when I look at him underrated, I got to go way back to some underrated players.
Let's go.
Jeremiah Castile in Alabama in 81. Scott Warner at Georgia in 80. Clinton Burrell at LSU in 1976. Ernie Davis was a great running back at Syracuse, but people don't know he was an All-American, also a DB. Danny Walters at Arkansas in 82. Leonard Coleman at Vanderbilt.
Homeboy.
Very underrated. Jimmy Marcellus, Tennessee State.
Yes, sir.
1966. Very underrated Super Bowl IV champion.
That's right.
And a lot of people don't know this. Even though he's known for that Halloween night in 1959, Billy Cannon was a pretty good DB, was underrated.
Right.
I love everything about the young man.
Oh, absolutely.
Man. And one thing, when he was in high school, he attended several high schools, but one high school, he had to catch six buses. And he comes from a family. His aunt adopted all eight of his sisters and brothers.
That's right.
This young man trying to eat, man.
He's trying to eat. That's right.
This young man has a focus of taking care of his family. And when he was at Alabama, Patrick Surtain got all the crud while he was there. Trayvon Diggs.
Right.
But he just settled in the back. He just settled in the background and kept getting better. Day in, day out at practice. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't take it personal, Dawg fans. Y'all national champions. But him and John Michi the third would have been in there. Ooh. It would have been a different story.
Ooh.
Final words about Josh Jobe, outstanding football player out of South Florida, Miami.
Absolutely.
University of Alabama, Bobby. Final words about him.
Well, Josh is the next line of great Alabama cornerbacks to go to the NFL. I mean, he's great against the run. We talked about that. He'll stick his nose in on tackles and throw his body around. Physical when playing, when taking on blocks. I mean, that's another thing, how to take on blocks and disengage. He quick to get his hands on receivers, which is a quality that you've got to have to be good on the next level. He's a good pass defender who loves to reroute receivers in press coverage, like I said before. And here's the thing. He's a Roll Tide Alabama kid. He's tough. He plays with low pad level and looks to fight through the receiver's hands when attacking the ball. You know, we have a lot of great DBs in this draft, Vincent. We got a lot of great DBs, a lot of great corners in this draft, you know, and because of that, Josh Jobe is going to be a value pick for somebody. I mean, he won't probably go in the first three rounds, but he'll be around like the fourth, fifth round. He's going to be a great value pick because of the talent pool that's coming out this year in the 2022 draft at the position. But somebody is going to be real happy that they got this young man right here and they got him at a value. He's going to make somebody in the NFL happy. It's going to make some program think that they did great, you know, when they got him. But listen, man, I look forward to seeing him play on the next level.
And that being said, you know how we do it with these Alabama players. The state of Alabama, the only when you drive through the state, this always comes to my mind. Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama.
Sweet home Alabama.
1, 2, 3. Big wheels keep on turning. Carry me home to see my kin. Singing songs about the Southland. I miss Alabama once again. And I think it's a sin. Josh Job is going to be a sin in a good way on the next level. Very good football player.
Yes, he is.
I'd like to give special thanks to our producer, Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. And I'd like to thank you, Mr. Bobby Butler, as we talk about Josh Job, today our NFL draft prospect out of the University of Alabama.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share, and we'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And please have a blessed week. And one other thing, make sure at 1:45 tomorrow, y'all watch my Memphis Tigers under Penny Hardaway play.
Yes, sir.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.